Well, the candidates have been invited to appear before the member states for 2 hours each. They'll get their own session where they'll present for 10 minutes their vision, make a statement about what they think they bring to the job and why they want the role of Secretary General. And then there'll be questions from the member states and groups of member states given priority for them to answer about how they'll do the job and what they think the big issues of the day are. And then right at the end, if there's time, we're hoping that the president will have time to take some questions which have been submitted by civil society as well. So there'll be a chance for those questions to be raised as well.
It sounds like the world's biggest interview panel.
Well, I suppose that's one way of looking at it. It is the first time we've seen the candidates in person answering questions. It's all going to be webcast. It's very open and transparent. It's open to the media. It's open to people to come and sit in the gallery. So in that sense, it's like doing a job interview in front of the whole world.
This is groundbreaking. It's never been done before. What's been the reaction from the 193 member states of the UN?
Well, the member states are obviously keen for this to be as open and transparent a process as possible. In order to find the best possible candidate for the very difficult role of Secretary General, it's obviously important to get everybody to come, to answer questions, and for everyone to see who performs best and who would be best for the job. So I think there has been generally a very positive feeling about this. Member states will get a chance to ask their questions, to see the candidates in person before the candidates are shortlisted and a selection is made.
The Security Council will obviously be keeping an eye on those interviews or dialogues, as you're calling them. And then presumably, if it doesn't like what it sees, can impose its own candidate.
As I said, we're trying to run a very open and transparent process. The President of the Security Council and the President of the General Assembly have issued a joint letter explaining very clearly how candidates should be nominated. So they have to be nominated by a member state in a letter jointly to those two presidents. The candidates are then put on the website where everybody can see their letter of nomination and see their CV. All the CVs and photographs are up there. And so that is the process for identifying and nominating candidates for the job.
And when are you expecting the next Secretary General, who takes up his or her post in January next year, when are you expecting that to be announced?
It's very much in the hands of the member states in the General Assembly and the Security Council to work this process through. Obviously, the sooner the candidate is identified and recruited and given the job, the better. It'll give them time to plan for coming in and starting work, hitting the ground running on January the 1st, 2017. But there is no timetable for the process, so there's nothing set in stone about when that needs to happen. But obviously, the earlier, the better.